I pulled up to the old frat house in my two-door black Honda Accord EX coupe. I stepped out of my car and started unloading my large speakers and my two turntables, Technique 1200s. My hair was short and bronze, and I mean short like a one-inch guard on a electric clippers that I used while looking in the mirror in the bathroom. I cut my hair myself at that point. And it was bronze, well, it's probably more like copper because I bleached it myself. Only not long enough to turn my dark hair blonde. It kind of got stuck in the middle, but I liked it like that. I was pleased. I thought it looked good with my eyebrow ring and my long flowing floral shirt and my 30-inch JNCOs. And when I say 30 inches, I'm referring to the leg opening at my foot on each leg. Did I mention that it was 1999? As I continued to unload my DJ equipment, my buddies Jay, Caleb, and Anthony walked up to help me out. They were wearing the shirts that my brother had made for them in his sign shop. The back said, STAFF, in large, black, capital letters. The front had my logo on the pocket. DJ Lazy Boy. Yes, like the recliner, only spelled Lazy Boy, all one word, but in the style of subway graffiti. I drew the logo myself, and I know what you're thinking. Is he really going to talk about hand lettering again? No, but since you brought it up, maybe. But what you were really thinking was, seriously? You were known as DJ Lazy Boy with copper hair and an eyebrow ring and 30-inch bell bottoms? Well, no, they weren't bell bottoms. They were JNCOs, J-N-C-O. They didn't bell. And yes, that was me. This is a true story. Let me tell you how I got there and the lesson that you can learn from it about validating your own online business or side hustle idea. But first, let me stop for just a minute to say hello and welcome to Quit Pinching Pennies, the faith-based podcast for moms and dads who want to work less and earn more so they can quit pinching pennies and focus on what matters most, like family, homeschooling, working from home, adoption, giving, or even missions. I like to call it faith-based lifestyle design, or the 4-hour work week for people of faith. I'm your host and your teacher, Dave Mooring, and I'm glad you're here. This is part 3 of a 3-part series on validating your business or side hustle idea. And now, back to 1999, when I was dropping beats at frat parties under the name DJ Lazy Boy. Does it sound as odd when you hear it as it does when I say it? Anyway, I was living in Durham, North Carolina at the time with two college friends of mine, one of which is my good buddy Jay Posey, the famous sci-fi author. Check him out. Jay and I caught the tail end of the rave scene. We'd go to local clubs on weeknights, First Fridays in Greensboro, and even head to Charlotte on the weekends for the big events with the likes of Sasha, Bad Boy Bill, Richard Humpty Vision, and even PM Dawn. We were there for the music, the people, the community. And watching DJs up close at the local clubs, standing over them, watching them with their two turntables, their headphones covering one ear, listening to the monitor in the other, spinning records. Well, it reminded me of when I was younger, when I would listen to records at home. But not just any records. My brother and I had the very first Fat Boys album and the very first Run DMC album. You see, we loved hip-hop. The beats, the mixing, scratching. But I never had a chance to do it. I never could figure it out. Until one Saturday, 1999, when Jay and I headed to Mars Music, the big music warehouse, to buy a pair of turntables, a couple of speakers, and a monitor. We would later head over to the record store, hidden away in the back alley off of Franklin Street in Chapel Hill. It was run by a DJ by the name of Uzi. I picked up a dozen records, mostly house, but had a little bit of funk mixed in, some hip hop, and some breaks, which is what break dance music turned into later on. Back at my apartment, I'd already collected a few funk records and went to a couple of thrift stores and some other record shops to pick up some Earth, Wind, and Fire. And even later, I was able to order some records online through, I think it was CD Now at the time, and I was able to get Outkast and Ja Rule and some of the other records that were popular at the time to add to my mix. With my background in music and drumming, it didn't take me long to learn how to mix pretty well. We didn't have YouTube, and internet was AOL dial-up, so I had to learn by trial and error. I had planned to practice until I could get good enough to get a gig at a local club. But then I remembered hearing about DJ Joe Bunn, who was from my hometown. He's a few years older, and apparently he was making pretty good money DJing frat parties in Chapel Hill around that time. And come to find out, DJs got paid like $100 an hour, easily. I was working as an administrative assistant in the Dean Suite at the Keenan Flagler School of Business at that time. I was answering phones and typing up letters, making about $10 an hour. $100 per hour for 3 to 4 hours per night. Whoa, I wanted in. So I did what any recent college grad with a boring job and access to a computer would do, and I created a logo and a flyer. I was known for being laid back and chilling all the time at that point, so yes, like a recliner, DJ Lazy Boy seemed appropriate, and it was memorable. I knew it would stick out. So I spent some time and I hand drew the graffiti logo, and I had my brother, who owned the sign shop, scan it into the computer. I used some clip art, throw some records and some turntables on a flyer. DJ Lazy Boy spinning hip hop house and breaks. Call now to book your next party. And yes, I even had the tear off phone numbers at the bottom of the flyers. I had them printed at Kinko's on the brightest orange paper I could find. I went and bought a staple gun and some staples from Lowe's and proceeded to post my bright orange DJ Lazy Boy flyers up all over the bulletin boards around campus and on Franklin Street, and especially near the frat houses and the sorority houses on campus. Within about 2 weeks, I had my first gig, $100 an hour for 3 hours. Boom, I was in business. Now, I know this is kind of a long story, but there's a point, and here it is. When I showed up at that frat party and they handed me a check for $300, I had a business. I didn't need to incorporate it. I didn't have an LLC or an S corporation. I didn't even know what that was at the time. I didn't know how to build a website. And in 1999, I'm not even sure it would have mattered. I didn't spend 3 weeks thinking of a name and another 3 to 4 weeks working with a designer to create a logo. I spent money on a few dozen flyers, a staple gun, and some staples. I knew where my target market would be, and I knew how to get in touch with them. In short, I went through a quick and dirty validation process. And it's what I now call step three in a three-step validation process. Get your first paying customers. Before you build a website or waste time creating stuff you don't need, stuff that makes you feel like you're doing business, but really just becomes a distraction and a mechanism for avoiding the hard work, go get a customer. If you have an idea for a digital good, like an ebook or a course, go pre-sell it to people who might be interested. Start with your friends and family, connections on social media, people in your various Facebook groups. If they won't buy your course, ask them, why not? What will you buy? What problems do you have that I can solve? If you have a physical product, don't spend thousands of dollars buying a pallet full of them before you test to see if people are interested. Sketch it out. Find a similar product and describe how yours is going to be different. Or even go to Fiverr and pay someone to create a digital rendering. That's so much cheaper than creating a prototype. You can use that same process for software or mobile app. The point is, don't spend time and money creating things that you don't need until you know people are willing to pay for the thing. Get your customers first. You'll be glad you did. If you want more information on finding out how to validate your business idea or how to start your own online business or side hustle, you can head over to supersimple.com/1K and get on the waitlist for my course, Super Simple 1K. That's where I teach you how to build a $1,000 a month side hustle, income stream, or online business in 8 weeks. Otherwise, if you'd like to connect with me online, you can find me and other dads and moms and people of faith in our free private Facebook group. You can get there by going to quitpinchingpennies.com, and that will redirect you over to the Facebook group. You can also find me on socials by searching for The Mooring or Dave Mooring. And lastly, if you enjoyed this episode and you want to know when future episodes are released, subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you listen to podcasts. I would also welcome an honest review, but more importantly, I would be grateful if you would just share it with someone that you know who would also be interested and could benefit from the Quit Pinching Pennies podcast. Thanks for listening and take care.